This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden is seeking public support for tens of billions of dollars in additional American spending to support Israel and Ukraine, both of which are fighting wars. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports that Congress, divided into a Republican-controlled House and a Democrat-dominated Senate, will have to approve the spending.
President Joe Biden, in a 15-minute nationally televised address from the Oval Office Thursday evening, less than a day after returning from Israel, said he will send a budget request to Congress on Friday for additional money to help the Israelis and Ukrainians with their defensive wars.
We cannot and will not let terrorists like Hamas and tyrants like Putin win. I refuse to let that happen.
Biden's supplemental spending request to Congress will reportedly include $60 billion for Ukraine and $14 billion for Israel. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's defense minister has told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, though he didn't say when the invasion will start. Israeli airstrikes pounded the territory on Thursday, including parts of the south that it had declared as safe zones. The attacks heightened fears among Palestinians that nowhere was safe. Gaza's overwhelmed hospitals were trying to stretch out dwindling medical supplies and fuel for generators as authorities worked out logistics for a delivery of aid from Egypt. Doctors in darkened wards across Gaza stitch wounds by the light of mobile phones, while others used vinegar to treat infected wounds. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The Guardian newspaper has fired a cartoonist after allegations of anti-Semitic imagery. AP religion correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The Guardian newspaper has fired longtime editorial cartoonist Steve Bell after refusing to run a caricature of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that critics say draws on anti-Semitic stereotypes. The decision comes after Bell depicted Netanyahu holding a scalpel and preparing to cut a Gaza-shaped incision in his abdomen. Bell said he had been accused of evoking the pound of flesh demanded by the Jewish character Shylock in Shakespeare's play The Merchant of Venice. He said that had nothing to do with the cartoon, and he would never dream of promoting anti-Semitic imagery. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Ukraine is desperately short of judges and is kickstarting a nationwide hiring spree to fill more than 2,000 vacancies and vet around as many sitting judges for potential misconduct. Reforming the judiciary, even while the country is at war, is a requirement if it is to join the European Union one day. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Two bodies responsible for hiring and disciplining judges were effectively frozen for years and only recently relaunched under EU pressure. On top of hiring new ones, Ukraine must vet 2,000 or so sitting judges for misconduct. Endemic corruption means few Ukrainians trust the courts. Ludmila Volkova is on the commission tasked with both new hires and integrity checks.
Those who keep their posts, whose competence we confirm, will shape the new era of judicial power in Ukraine.
The judiciary overhaul is part of a broader crackdown on corruption.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The FBI alleges that thousands of remote information technology workers who were employed by U.S. companies secretly sent millions of dollars from their pay to help fund North Korean weapons. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
An FBI spokeswoman says thousands of North Korean IT workers were dispatched to work with companies across the U.S. and some other nations, using false identities to get remote worker jobs. And for years, they've been secretly sending millions of dollars of their wages to North Korea for use in its ballistic missile program. Authorities making the announcement in St. Louis say they've seized about $1.5 million and 17 internet domain names as part of the ongoing investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A court in Amsterdam has sentenced a Polish-Canadian national to 2 months in prison for projecting a message alluding to an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory onto the Anne Frank House Museum. Robert Wilson was charged with insulting a group and inciting discrimination for using a laser projector in February to display the words that Anne Frank invented the ballpoint pen, text that refers to a debunked claim that Frank's famed diary is a forgery. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.